This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammadin fil mala'il a'la ila yawmid din. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And again, we want to recognize the people who follow us online. Mashallah, we have a lot of those. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of us for striving after Ramadan to pick it up, to keep the spirit of the month going, attending the masajid and dhurusul ilm. The circles of knowledge, especially ikhwa kitabullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the most blessed moments that you sit in a masjid to learn a verse or two of the Quran. Today inshallah this is lecture number 4 explaining Surah Noon wal Qalam, the second chapter in Juz Tabarak. Alhamdulillah, we finished explaining Surah Tabarak, and we started actually before Ramadan talking about Surah Noon wal Qalam, and we spent 3 lectures, and they are available online, and bi-idhnillahi ta'ala will continue from there. Today inshallah, if you have access to your Quran on your phone, or you have your own Quran, we are studying verses 17 till 33. 17 till 33, chapter Noon wal Qalam. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun, from qawlullahi ta'ala, inna balawnahum kama balawna ashabal jannati idh aqsamu la yasrimunnaha musbihin wa la yastathnun fatafa alayha ta'ifun min rabbika wa hum na'imun فأصبحت كالصريم فتنادوا مصبحين أن اغدوا على حرثكم إن كنتم صارمين فانطلقوا وهم يتخافتون ألا يدخلنها اليوم عليكم مسكين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started Surah Noon wal Qalam with an oath, like we mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by Noon wal Qalami wa ma yasturun, by the letter Noon and by the pen and that which they write with the pen. And that oath to establish 3 things. Number 1, to dismiss the allegation that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam insane. Because one of the most, or one of the earliest accusation the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was faced with by the disbelievers is al-junoon. They said to him, you're majnoon, you're crazy, you're insane. So here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath to defend his messenger. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Look at this. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. You're not crazy. Two, we said the oath is to establish 3 things. To dismiss the allegation that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is insane. Two, وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. You will have a reward that will never cease or stop. Why? Because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the field of da'wah. And everyone who comes to follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and do like what he did, the Prophet sallallahu will still receive what? A reward. We mentioned that all of us in the Day of Judgment will be in the scale of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What we're doing right now, Rasulullah sallallahu gets a reward of it. It's a similar reward to it. Will hadith, whoever directs people to do righteous deeds, he will receive the same reward like those who are doing it, without those who are doing it losing any of the reward. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him for being patient and taking that heat, these allegations, these accusations, remember your reward. Your reward will never stop. وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. But here is the best of them, which is number three. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have the best character. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhwa, is defending His Messenger in this chapter. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ. Just wait. Time will show you, show them who are the one insane. And this verse in particular indicates that Surah Al-Qalam was one of the early chapters revealed in the Quran. And this is what the scholars of Tafsir mentioned, that it was the third chapter. The first one was Sadr Iqra, the first five verses from Surah Iqra, Al-Alaq, then Surah Al-Muddathir, then Surah Al-Qalam was the third chapter revealed. Because here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him early in time, just wait, فَسَتُبْصِرُوا وَيُبْصِرُونَ. They will see, and you will see. بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ. Who is insane here? Who is the crazy one? And it was only, you know, like maybe 10, 15 years, and they started seeing the result. You know, the loss in Badr, and Rasulullah's mission was successful. And so they started seeing. فَسَتُبْصِرُوا وَيُبْصِرُونَ بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ. I love this verse, Ikhwa. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. And after all, don't worry about what people say about you. What matters, who are you in the sight of Allah? Allah knows who is the guided one and who is the misguided one. And isn't that what matters at the end of the day? Bala, yes, this is what's important. Who are you in the sight of Allah? It doesn't matter how people perceive you, how people think of you. They see you insane, but who are you in the sight of Allah? This is who you are in the sight of Allah. But look at this. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you and shows them who is right and who is wrong, فَلَا تُطِعِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Don't compromise. Don't compromise what you believe in. Because they would love for you to compromise. وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ. They would love for you to compromise so that they will compromise. And we know during the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the disbelievers actually approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking him to compromise. Listen, worship our idols 1 year, we will worship Allah 1 year. Don't. Not because you're weak, not because you're accused, not because you're this. Don't compromise. Especially believes, ya ikhwa. Especially belief matters, aqidah matters. No compromise whatsoever once it comes to this. وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَّهِينٍ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started talking about a certain type of the disbelievers. A lot of the scholars, and if you want to really visit the subject, we spent almost a whole lecture talking about a man by the name of Al-Mughira, Al-Walid ibn Al-Mughira, that these verses were revealed regarding him. He's someone who lies, who swears, who goes around and causes fitna, hammazin masha'in binamim, and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a certain individual from Quraysh, the fact that he, subhanAllah, he knows the truth, and even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given him so much wealth and children, yet he was not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept Islam and so forth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves, and that's where we stopped, verse number 17, to another example. He moved from an individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started talking about Quraysh in general. When he said, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, or verily, we have tested, tried them. Them here in reference to Quraysh. Like we have tested or tried the people of the Jannah, the people of the garden. What does it mean here? In brief, ya ikhwa, who are the people of the garden? A family. Their father was extremely righteous man. He used to share the harvest of his Jannah, of his garden, the fruits, with the poor and the masakeen. He had children. His children assumed that their father was crazy. He's wasting his money. He's wasting our money. He's wasting our resources. He used to throw our income what? Away. Of course, he used to give it as what? As a charity. So he decided to do what? To stop this. To stop the sunnah of their father. What their father used to do, they said, we're not going to do that anymore. Now, as a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a storm that destroyed their garden. They went in the morning to harvest. They found their garden pitch black. Basically, a thunderstorm came and burned all the trees, and it turned into what? فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ. When they saw this happening, what did they do? They said what? We made a mistake. That was wrong. So they came back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where is the similarity with Quraysh here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying what? Indeed, we tested the people of Quraysh. Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah. Like the people of Jannah. The question here, where is the test of Quraysh? What is the test of Quraysh here? What is the similarity between Quraysh and the people of Jannah? I'm asking you, where? You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given Quraysh two things that no other tribe in the Arabia was able to get. What? Security and food. شوف لي إلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. What is the significance and the relevance of those two trips that they used to take in the Arabia? You need to understand this. During the time of there is a caravan traveling in the desert for trading, these caravans used to get attacked. Otherwise, in the way to your place of trading, where you want to sell or buy, you have to pay the tribes on the sides of the road to be granted what? Security. So one of the two, whether you have to pay somebody to protect you, if not, then you're what? You're attacked. Except the caravan that comes out of Quraysh. except the caravan that comes out of Mecca. Why? Because all the Arabs know that one day they're going to have to end up to be in Mecca. To do what? Hajj and Umrah. That's why. I'm from Quraysh. ورد هذا في القرآن أولم يروا أن جعلنا حرما آمنا ويتخطف الناس من حولهم. Have they not seen that we given them a sanctuary which is secure, give them security? Meanwhile, other people traveling in the desert are being snatched on the road. Listen. Really, if you check the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon any human being, there are two bounties that you cannot live without. One of them is security, and two is food. People added the sihah. People added health. وَلَذَلْ جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ مَنْ أَصْبَحَ whoever wakes up in the morning. Look at this. آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ. He feels security. He's not threatened. There is nobody to take him to the police or to the court. Nobody is attacking him. You're secure. آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ. مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ. He's healthy. عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ. He has the provision of today. He has breakfast, lunch and dinner. Look at this now. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدِّنْيَا. He's a king. فقريش الله سبحانه وتعالى giving them what? Giving them the security and the trading back and forth from Yemen and Syria. They used to take these two trips, one in the winter and one in the summer. لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. فليعبدوا, let them worship. فليعبدوا رب, the Lord of this house. رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given Quraysh what he has given the people of the Jannah. The people of Jannah was given a huge garden. ورد في وصف إخوة, the description was huge garden. Huge. They inherited this from their father. So Allah blessed them. Now, what those people did? They refused. They actually fallen into two sins. And I will share them with you. But they did not show gratefulness to Allah for the bounty that Allah given to them. What Allah did do to them? He took it away from them. He took the harvest 1 year from them. They returned. Likewise, the people of Quraysh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given them these bounties. Al-Ka'ba. Security. Food, أول الآية في القصص اللي هي بتقول إيه آية القصص أولم يروا أن جعلنا حرما آمنا لا أولم نمكن لهم حرما آمنا يجبى إليه ثمرات كل شيء أولم يروا أولم نمكن لهم حرما آمنا يجبى إليه ثمرات كل شيء. People actually would bring food to Mecca. ويكفيك يا إخوة دعوة إبراهيم, the supplication of إبراهيم عليه السلام. وإذ قال إبراهيم, إبراهيم said ربي اجعل هذا, look at the دعوة, look at the supplication of Ibrahim. Oh Allah, make this place what? ربي اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن. Show the supplication of Ibrahim in reference to Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. فالشاهد, now they were tested with what? With the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم calling them to Tawheed. So the test here, Allah giving them money, giving them security, giving them status in the Arabia, giving them all type of things. Now, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should have done what? They should have done what? Accepted the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In return, they did what? They refused him, they fought him. What was the result of this? What? They lost that status. When the Muslims moved to Medina, huh? What happened? The Muslims were located where? In their path to Sham. They started threatening them. So they lost that. And when they wanted to fight this out, they were defeated in Badr. Wasn't Badr about this? The Battle of Badr about Abu Sufyan traveling to Sham and radiallahu anhu, and at the end he understand. So they lost what? They ended up being what? Defeated. And the rizq and the provision. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflected them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, "Oh Allah, let them experience drought like the drought that the Pharaoh experienced." So there are some years actually that the Quraysh did not have any rain coming down. To the extent that they went to the Prophet ﷺ, "Please help us out, we're dying. We're dying." When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them, took away this from them, what did they do at the end? What they ended up doing? At the end? If you switch the thing off, it will stop. What did they do at the end? They accepted Islam. They were defeated and they accepted Islam. This is the similarity between what? The people of Jannah here and Quraysh. I'm just trying to connect you. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Indeed we tested the people of Quraysh like exactly we tested the people of Al-Jannah, the people of the garden." Now let's go into the people of the garden. But again, ya ikhwa, we should not make this exclusive to the people of Quraysh only. Yani you should not make this just exclusive to the people of Quraysh. Anybody Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with wealth, blesses with health, blesses with security, and he doesn't believe in Allah, Allah will take it away from you. Allah will take it away from you. So this is not just exclusive. Inna balawna, could be America. Indeed, we have tested America like we tested the people of the garden. We give them all this type of things, and here we are, we're sending them people to call them to Tawheed, and they are refusing. So this does not have to be what? Al-Quran la yuhmal ala hakada. You cannot make the Quran exclusive to what? Quraysh is not mentioned here. But there is a reference to what? Balawnahum, tested them. Tried them. Who are them? Them, when the Quran was revealed, are Quraysh. Sahih wa la'a? Correct or no? But them can be what? That's why the Quran never impersonalized the Quran. Shakhsanat al-Quran. You don't do that. The Quran was what? A text that is to be applicable until the end of time. ولذلك العلماء, there is a rule, ya ikhwa, fi التفسير يقولون. Look at this rule. ليس العبرة بخصوص السبب ولكن العبرة بعموم اللفظ. When you explain the Quran, even though you know that certain verses were revealed because of a certain cause or a certain reason, you know the reason for its revelation, but you cannot make this just exclusive to it. Exclusive to it. No. You understand it based on the general text. This can apply to any time, at any age, at any place. You're getting that, ya ikhwa? You're understanding here the relevance between Quraysh or anybody. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen, look at this now. Always, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands his worship on the basis of his lordship. Always, Allah demands. Do you understand what I'm saying? Allah demands his worship on the basis of what? Of his lordship. يعني الألوهية على أساس الربوبية. I created you. I given you what you have. Shouldn't you worship me? Exactly. So here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving Quraysh all this type of status in the Arabia. They are the guardian of al-Harameen. And they are abusing this. Huh? They are not believing in it. Let's come to the people of the garden here, in context of what I just read to you, Ibn Abi Hatim, look at this hadith. Pay attention to this hadith. Ibn Abi Hatim compiled hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Be aware of sins." be aware of sins. Why? إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُذْنِبُ الذَّنْبَ. A slave of Allah would commit a sin, he will be deprived the rizq. فَيُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقَ كَانَ قَدْ هُيِّئَ لَهُ. Allah will deprive him from a rizq, a provision that was written for him. Because of what? Because of a sin. So, Quraysh lost their status because of what? The sin of not what? Believing in the Messenger of Allah, believing in Tawheed. The people of the garden lost their garden because of what? Because of a sin, which is what? Not giving. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made that statement, he actually recited, ثُمَّ تَلَى قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى. Then he recited, فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. While they were asleep at night, after they already intended not to share the harvest with the poor, Allah sent what? A storm that destroyed their garden. طيب, أصحاب الجنة, the people of the garden, they really made two mistakes. First of them, which is amazing, وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ. Indeed, we tested the people of Quraysh, or any people the criteria applies to, like we tested the people of the garden. إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. What did they say? إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا. They said, وَاللَّهِ, بالقسم, وَاللَّهِ, لَنَصْرِمَنْ, إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا. We will block, we will take down the harvest, the fruits, مصبحين in the morning. And they didn't say what? They didn't say what? وَلَا يَخْتَسْنُوا, وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُوا. They did not say, inshallah. So that's the first mistake. So at night they said what? Wallahi, tomorrow I'm gonna go and block the harvest of my garden without saying what? Without saying what? وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. That's it. When, ya ikhwa, العاقل, the one who is really sound mentally, always uses the mashi'a of Allah. In the past, in the present, in the future. And it shows you, by the way, if you do it, it shows you that you have what? Because nothing happens without what? In the past, look at the hadith, hadith Abi Huraira. Ista'in billahi wa la ta'jazanna. Sahih Imam Muslim. Seek help with Allah and don't despair. Always try. And when something wrong happens to you, don't say, if I would have done this, this would not have happened. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٍ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Would I have done this? I would have what? Been saved from that. But rather say, وَلَكِنْ قُلْ. What should you say about something that inflicted you? It's over, it's history. What should you say? What? قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ مَشِيئَهُ. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. Allah has wrote this already, and Allah willed for this to happen. Mashi'atullah, in the past. In the past. المشيئة في الماضي, in the past. طف الحاضر, in the present. Also use the مشيئة. How? How?
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت.
ما شاء الله. All what I have is because of what? Because of the مشيئة of Allah. You think what you have right now is because of you? Huh? Because of who? Mashiach. Allah willed for me then. ولذلك يا إخوة في شيء عجيب في الأذان we don't pay attention to. When you hear the muadhin, what you're supposed to say? Allahu Akbar, should we say? أشهد أن لا إله أشهد أن محمد طب حي على الصلاة. I can't do it without what? The mashia of Allah. I'm gonna intend, I'm gonna make the initial what? It's like, you know, like the car, you turn the engine and then what? Allah. And this is what really made the Sahaba successful, because they understood this. Because Allah creates what we do, ya ikhwa. You don't do it. Allah creates it for you. But you just have to show what? The intention. You just have to show. But sincere intention, not a fake intention. If it is a fake intention, it's not going to work. It has to be what? وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah creates you and what you do. But you have to show what? Intention out there. فالمشيئة طيب في المستقبل in the future مش أولى؟ يعني in the past you said قدر الله ما شاء فعل. In the present you said what? ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. طب in the future مش أولى؟ Should in the future should, because do you control tomorrow? So these guys are asleep, they are at night and say والله, look at this, والله tomorrow I will go and harvest my garden. طب بالله عليك, do you guarantee tomorrow? Huh? Do you guarantee tomorrow? Do you? Look at these three variables here. Three things could happen. Let's say I'm going to meet you tomorrow in Dar al-Tawheed. I could die. You could die. Dar al-Tawheed. صحيح ولا لا? Look. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to lie. You should say what? وَذَاكِ وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَيْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. وبعدين يا إخوة, there is an interesting piece here. When you take an oath, look at this guy. إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا, they said وَاللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ we're gonna go tomorrow and block harvest, يعني the fruits. إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ. Now guess what? If you do not do it, you have ended with what? With a sin which is called what? الحنف. الحنف. You know what الحنف is? When you say والله and you do not fulfill what you said, guess what? You have to do what? Fast 3 days or what? Free a slave or what? Feed 60 masakin. Feed 10 masakin or clothe them. Why? Because he used what? He cannot use the name of Allah as what? In what? Now when you say, Wallahi, I'm going to beat you up in 10 minutes, inshaAllah, khalas. Seriously, khalas. You got out of it. Allah did not will. Khalas. Inshallah, but it has to be what? ولذلك شوف معنى غريب جدا. Prophet Ayyub. You know what happened to Prophet Ayyub, right? Huh? 18 years. Allah took away his kids, his family. The only one who stayed behind was what? His wife, serving him. And she, one day she could not provide for him. She ended up what? Selling what? You don't know the story? Her hair. To feed him. When Ayyub found out, what did he say? He said, by Allah, لو عافاني الله, if Allah would restore his health to me, I will beat her up. I will flog her 100 times. He said, Wallahi. طب بالله عليك, a woman like this deserves to be flogged 100 times? Huh? Any other woman would have what? Thrown you in the highway and she would have married someone else. And She would have found another husband someplace. But look, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want his name to be used in vain. So what is the solution? What did he say to Ayyub? وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا فَضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ. Go and get 100 soft pieces and just hit her one time with it. So that he did not what? You're going to say, وَاللَّهِ مَا هُوَ إِيَّاكَ. يَا إِخْوَى عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ was traveling with a man. And they had loaves of bread that they are supposed to share. The Prophet Isa saw the man stealing the loaf of bread. He saw him with his own eyes, stealing. He's asking him, did you eat the loaf of bread? He said, Wallahi, I did not do it. He said, I believe you and I belie my eye. If you're going to use the name of Allah. You cannot use the name of Allah for what? You can't. That is why, because if you take an oath for something that you're going to do tomorrow, you don't know, you don't control tomorrow. So you're supposed to say what? Inshallah. You connect this with inshallah. Then if you do not do it, then you're what? And this is very important. You tell your wife, by Allah, if you go to your family tomorrow and visit them, wallahi, I'm going to do this inshallah. You come out of it. If you do not do it, still what? But, oh, I took an oath, I must do this. لا. وبعدين, يعني, سبحان الله, يا إخوة, إن شاء الله benefits even the disbelievers. You believe this? Every single day as we speak, الحديث النواس بن سمعان الكلابي في صحيح الإمام مسلم. Every single day as we speak, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the two tribes, Dhul Qarnayn, place behind the wall. What they do? They go and dig the wall. They come to the final stage of that hole, which is what? That soft kind of, you know, piece of the wall, that they could actually see the rays of the sun. All what they do is just break. And then they will break out of the wall. So their leader will say what? Guys, we're getting tired today. Let's stop. Let's come back tomorrow. And he doesn't say inshallah. So they go home, sleep. They come back the following day. They find the whole what? Filled. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. That's when Prophet Isa is in earth. Because Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is supposed to take care of them. When Prophet Isa alayhi salam is in earth, we read the hadith that Allah will inspire their leader to say what? Let's come back tomorrow, inshallah. When he says inshallah, they will return the following day. They will find the whole what? The way that they left it yesterday. They will finish up breaking through and they will come out of the war. Because of what? هم كفار. They are not Muslims. يأجوج ومأجوج يا إخوة. They are not believers. يعني they are not. But yet, إن شاء الله what? إن شاء الله help them. وشوف, look at إسماعيل. A young man. فلما بلغ معه السعي. So he took, Ibrahim alayhi salam took his hand and said, قَالَ يَا بُنَيِّ. Look at this. يَا بُنَيِّ, my son, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. I saw in my dream that I am slaying you. Ismail knows that when a prophet sees a dream, it's a form of what? وحي. Revelation. Command. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What do you think we should do? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. سَتَجِدُنِي what? شايف الفقه إن شاء الله. ما هو listen, how many of us يعني I'm gonna go and I'm gonna beat these guys out there and you go out there and you run away. ما بيحصل. لا إن شاء الله. لأن عزم القلب يا إخوة the resolve of the heart could what بينفسخ أحيانا break يعني say okay I can handle this and you say I can لا 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 the only one who can make you handle is who that's why you have to say what إن شاء الله لا 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 you don't do things in the resolve of the heart who controls the heart ولذلك شوف one of the wisdom say لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو don't wish to meet an enemy in the battlefield don't look for it don't do it why because you may not be able to handle it and you are fleeing from the battlefield is what is a major sin لا إن شاء الله But if you have to, inshallah, I will say. فشوف إسماعيل عليه السلام قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. موسى موسى when he met who? Two situations actually. موسى when he met الخضر and he met the righteous man in Midian. When he proposed to when the man said to him, "I would like you to marry one of my daughters. In return, you will serve me for how many? Eight. Initially, eight. إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى ابنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثمانية حجج. 8 years. The dowry is 8 years. You serve me for 8 years. But فإن أتممت عشرا. But If you complete 10, فمن عندك. A lot of us do not read this hadith. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked, حديث ابن عباس, أي الأجلين قضى موسى? Which of the two terms موسى spent? الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said what? أكملهما. He spent the 10 years. He given him the 10 years. Why? What did he say? قال أيما الأجلين والأيام أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا عدوان علي ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين إن شاء الله I'm gonna try to do the best of them إن شاء الله because he said إن شاء الله what happened he ended up doing what The second one really, يعني المشيئة held him when he met الخضر. Huh? He said, الخضر said to him, you're not going to be patient. Listen, I'm going to be doing weird stuff that you're not going to understand. إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط. What did he say? قال ستجدني. يعني this one did not work. But yet, he still, what? Allah did not will. But listen, if it doesn't work, then what? Allah, but the problem with Muslims now, right, إخوة, they abuse inshallah. They use it as what? لا. يا إخوة, inshallah, wallahi, memorize this line. Inshallah is a deep theology. Someone who really comprehends inshallah. He has a deep understanding of the religion. And everything is in the hands of Allah, but at the same time, you still have what? You still have a say. وده مفهوم القدر. This is the issue of القدر. These individuals, they ended up what? وشوف القصة الثانية. سليمان عليه السلام. What did he say? حديث البخاري لأطوفن الليلة على 100 امرأة Tonight I will visit 100 of my wives Each one of them will get pregnant and will produce a child who will fight in the cause of Allah And he did not say what? What did he end up with? One of them got pregnant and she had miscarriage الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, would he have said, إن شاء الله? He did the round. Don't ask me how, but he did the round, you know. Allah musta'an. Yeah, don't ask me how, but he did it. But because he did not say what? Inshallah. Well, the comic character of Juha in our, Juha one day, he really got dressed so neat. And, he's walking out of the town. And for the people, like, where are you going, Juha? Juha is a comic character, Winnie the, I don't know what we have here. But he said, I'm going to buy a donkey from the market. And I'm going to buy a donkey from the market. For the people said to him, inshallah, say inshallah. I said, why? Why should I say inshallah? The donkey is in the market and the money is in my bucket. Listen, this is right here. This is as soon as he stepped into the market, somebody came, placed his hand in his pocket, took away the money. Stole his money. He's coming back to the village. Disgrace. So the people are asking, what happened? Where is the donkey? He said, my money got stolen, inshallah. It's too late. It's too late. وبعدين يا إخوة عنا القصة اللي هي بتاعت الكهف قصة مشهورة اللي هي just to show you that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would boot on the spot because of inshallah. You know the story of Surah Al-Kahf, that the disbelievers in Mecca sent an envoy to the people of the book in Medina. They said, listen, go and ask the Jewish rabbis in Medina about this man who claims to be a prophet in Mecca. So they went to Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt, والواضح الوليد ibn al-Mughira also was one of those people and others, three of them I believe, Athar ibn Abbas. So they went to the rabbis in Medina, the Jewish rabbis, they said, listen, we have this guy in Mecca claims to be a messenger, a prophet. Can you guys help us out? How to debate with him? How to talk to him? How to stop him? He's changing the fabric of the society. He's causing a lot of fitna. So the Jewish rabbi said to him, ask him three questions. Only a prophet would know the answers to these three questions. If he doesn't answer you, or if he answers you wrong, then you know what to do. But if he answers these questions, then know that he is a prophet. Look at the question. اسألوه عن فتية كانوا في الدهر الأول كان لهم شأن عظيم. Ask him about a group of youth who existed in the generation before, they had a fabulous story. In reference to what? أصحاب الكهف. واسألوه عن رجل طواف. Ask him about a man who traveled through earth. اللي هو من؟ ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين. اللي هو ذي القرنين. And ask him about الروح. About the soul. So when they came, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said what to them? I will answer you tomorrow. Without what? Look what is being tested. The Quran is being tested. The revelation is being tested. The message is being tested. The messenger of Allah is being put to the test. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send down Jibreel. Jibreel does not come out, come down because I request Jibreel to come down. وعنا التفسير الآية في سورة مريم في كتاب التفسير الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم actually said to جبريل ألا تكثر من زيارتي why didn't you visit me more he came back وما نتنزل إلا بأمر ربك we don't come down except Allah what wills for us to come down. When the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Quraysh, I will tell you tomorrow without what? Jibreel did not show up. Warad for 18 days. And they would come to me, where is the answers? Are you going to answer? Imagine. And then Jibreel comes down before the answers. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Don't do this again. Here's the answer to the questions. What is the problem with the people of the garden? إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. They did not say inshallah. So that's the first mistake they fall into. طبعاً, the second mistake is stinginess. البخل. ويا إخوة الإنسان البخيل, I tell you something, والله, the person who's stingy is, especially when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with money. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني يحكي عن ربه, يا ابن آدم وصنف آدم, الله سبحانه وتعالى says, أنفق عليك, spend, I will spend on you. يعني in general, يا إخوة, الإنسان, the human being was fashioned to love what? حب المال. يعني الكلام هذا كان في القرآن, يعني ونسخ. It used to be part of the Quran and it was abrogated, it was taken out. If the son of Adam has two valleys of gold, can you imagine how much gold is that? Can you imagine? You know what a valley is? A place between what? Mount. This is a lot of gold. What he will say? فالإنسان وإنه لحب الخير, الخير هي المال, المكان موضع ذم, مش الخير الصلاة وال يعني الصدقة, لا الخير ما وإنه لحب الخير لا شديد وتحبون المال. شوف look at this. قل لو أنتم تملكون خزائن رحمة ربي إذا لأمسكتم خشية الإنفاق وكان الإنسان قتورا. If you possess the keys to what Allah owns, what will happen? You're gonna what? Withhold. فالمال وفتنة المال هذه مشكلة. فتنة المال مشكلة. Now Allah سبحانه وتعالى giving you a garden. Now how this garden receives its water? Rain comes from Allah. Now you should what? Spend and give. يعني a lot of the scholars, by the way, connected this hadith to the story that you're dealing with. That a man in the desert, hadith Abi Huraira and Muslim wa ghayrihi, a man in the desert was traveling in the desert. He heard a voice commanding a cloud. Imagine this. سمع صوتا يأمر سحابة إسق غمامة, يأمر غمامة, الغمام اللي هو الايه, the cloud that is what filled with water. إسق أرض فلان, go and water the land, the garden of so and so. So the man is like, imagine. فهي followed the the cloud. At one stage, the cloud started raining. The water went into a running stream. He followed the running stream and he saw a man there with his axe, letting the water what? Go into his guarded. For the man who heard the voice earlier said, "Assalamu alayka, peace be upon you," and he used what? The name that he heard being called earlier. He heard, you know, when the voice commanded the cloud, "Assalamu alaykum." For the man looked at him and he said, "How did you know my name? I don't know you. How did you know my name?" He said, "By Allah, I heard a voice commanding this cloud to come and water your garden. By name." What do you do? What do you do? He said, "What? Wallahi, not whole a lot. But the harvest from my garden, I divide it into 3/3. 1/3 I feed my family. 1/3 I reinvest it back, the seeds and that stuff. I improve my production and I improve my, and 1/3 for Allah." So imagine now, I want to tell you something. If he would not have given that 1/3 for Allah, would he have a garden? Hadi mushkila. This is the problem that you know we don't pay attention to sometimes. Is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, you're supposed to, ya ikhwa, yani, this is not a fundraising. Alhamdulillah, we've done our fundraising. But wallahi, always an evidence. You know, I travel a lot and I do fundraisings in a lot of communities. I want to tell you this. When you begin, for example, with $10,000, the same people who give in the $10,000 last year, they normally give 10 and more. The same people. Why? I want to ask you why. Because they got it back. they already what? Tried it. It comes back. But other people are still what? Testing it. They are afraid to do it. They are afraid to try it. ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that الصدقة برهان. When you give a sadaqah, is what? Is an evidence that evidence for what? That you believe in what? Number one, that Allah will give this back to you. Number two, that sadaqah will be for you where? In the hereafter. والصدقة يا إخوة سبحان الله أعظمها وأجلها يعني the most beautiful thing about it when you benefit people with it. Whether when you're giving it or whether the impact of the sadaqah what carries on. ولذلك ورد إن تبدو الصدقات فنعم هي. Like when you're fundraising and if you raise your hand and you're encouraging others to give, that's a good thing as long as you have in your heart sincerity. But also the spending should go into a source that can benefit what? The Muslims. You're supposed to get the best out of your sadaqah. Those individuals, the companions of the garden, Ashabul Jannah, they fallen into those two mistakes. They didn't say what? Insha'Allah. Even though their intention was bad. Yani, they said what? We're going to wake up in the morning and we're going to block the harvest, or we're going to harvest our garden and we're not going to share with the masakin. But they did not even say what? Insha'Allah with this one either. But the second mistake is they stopped the sunnah of their father. They decided to be what? Stingy. Now we come to the conclusion of this. While they're asleep at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed their garden. To the extent that when they came in the morning and they looked at the garden, they said what? Inna لضلون هنا مش معناه ضلون في ضلال الهدى والهدى والضلال ضلون يعني تيهين يعني إن لضلون يعني we got lost ضلون مش is not إيه
يعني الكلام يحمل قد يحمل يعني we could understand it this way but إنا لضالون يعني we got lost that's not our garden because they came very early in the morning they were woken at night and they thought that they lost the way that's not our garden because it became pitch dark instead of these nice fruits the mango the oranges and the grapes they immediately what realized that we made a mistake and that took them what back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this is a good thing ya ikhwa and this is where we sometimes fail to see the wisdom behind afflictions there are people who only come back with what ما هو سبحان الله البني آدم the human being some of them come back with إيه الترغيب جنة good life مش عارف إيه and the other one about ترهيب يعني punishment some people are like that ولذلك أنت تعجب لهذه الآية that Allah سبحانه وتعالى أور إبراهيم عليه السلام when he said أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم You worship beside Allah a deity or a god that does not benefit nor harm you أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ The question here You worship an idol or you worship a deity that benefits you That's understandable But why do you need a god or a deity that harms you? Why? Because sometimes the only way to go back to that deity is through what? Through the harm. The only way for you to come back, to repent, to become a Muslim, to commit to this deen that you what? You suffer. Now, if the God cannot do that, then you're going to end up what? Like some people, Allah subhanahu, look at these guys, look at them. فأقبل بعضهم على بعض يتلاومون قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا قوما طاغين عسى ربنا أن يبدلنا خيرا منها إنا إلى ربنا راغبون We're not going to do this again يا رب give us our garden back We're going to continue the sunnah of our what? Of our father Why? Because of what? Because of the affliction. We continue inshallah. Jazakumullahu khaira. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll continue inshallah. Tafsir al-ayat min surat al-qalam inshallah. Fadda.
I have a question.
Sure.
The sadaqah
is supposed to be
anonymous, right?
Supposed to be?
Anonymous.
Yeah, without knowing.
That's what's supposed to be, right?
Not really. في الآية في سورة البقرة so the brother is asking about, you know, the صدقة, should you give it in secret or should you give it in private? Which is better? إن تبدو الصدقات فنعم ما هي. When you disclose the صدقة is a lot better. Of course, not in every occasion. But normally in the occasion of what? Of the fundraising. Because a lot of people will be sitting down and waiting for what? That's why normally the first one who begins a fundraising normally gets the reward of all the fundraising. Why? Because he got people what? Motivated. But provided here that you have sincerity, you have ikhlas. Now if you're doubtful, if you're questioning your ikhlas, وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ But when you, if you conceal it and give it to the poor and the needy in secret, it's good for you. But remember the first one, what? إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ Why? Because your خير تَعَدَّى لِلْغَيْرِ Your goodness passed on to another person. وفي حديث a lot of us don't understand it and people take it out of context they use it actually to justify bid'ah Allahu hadith man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana. Whoever establishes a good sunnah in Islam, he will get the reward of that sunnah, and those who did it after him. A lot of people say, you see, you can come up with a new sunnah. You can come up with a new sunnah. But look at the hadith. Do you know the context of the hadith? What is the context of the hadith? One day the Prophet ﷺ was sitting in the masjid. A group of people, mujtab al-nimar. A group of people entered masjid al-Nabi. They look awful. They look hungry. They are wearing skin of animals. They look so poor. When the Prophet ﷺ saw them, his face turned what? Tama'ara wajah. He started being unhappy. Started having an happy face. Then he said to Bilal, make adhan. Make iqam. He led the salah. And then he stood up. تصدق رجل من بره من صاعه من تمره من ش... Please, anything. Anything. It seems like the time was a very difficult time. Nobody stood up. Nobody's doing something. Rasulullah want to help these poor guys. He said, please. A man from Al-Ansar went home. He got a blanket like this, put it in the ground, and everything in his house put it on the... And he carried it in his back and said, here is Ya Rasulullah. When the Muslims saw him doing this, every one of them stood up and they did like him. You're getting that? Then the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً حَسَنًا. Now I want to ask you that question here. Did this man initiate sadaqah? Did he come up with sadaqah or sadaqah is already established? But what did he do? He resurrected what? An act. It's like all of us are clean shaved. Regardless, now we're not going to go after the, with all due respect to the brothers, so Allah, it just came, I'm sorry. Imagine, and the first one who grows the beard. But did he come up with the sunnah of the beard? Did he invent it? Or it wasn't the religion, but it was what? It was what? Dead. So, sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasan, that means he resurrected what? A practice. Now, everyone else who does this practice, he's going to receive the reward of those people. You're getting the idea here. Shahid, when you disclose your sadaqah, certainly the reward is tremendous because your goodness passes on to others. But provided what? That you're sincere. Because sometimes, you know, when you give a sadaqah in public, he saw me. Oh, but then also, if you look at the hadith regarding the seven who will be shaded under the throne, one of them is what? He spent with his right hand. His left hand did not know. You know what that means? That you don't know to whom did you give your sadaqah. You're getting that. You know what? One of the people who will be shaded under the seven hadith is Saba. Saba'atun yadhilluhum Allahu fi dhilli yawm la dhilla yadhill. Seven people will be shaded under the throne of Allah. One of them is what? And someone spent with his right hand that his left hand did not know about it. You know what that means? That I give a sadaqah and nobody, I don't know who got it. Because normally also when you give a sadaqah, let's say that Omar, I'm going to give you $10. Every time I'm going to meet me, I'm giving this guy $10, man, one day. Nafs, the nafs has what? Laha hadd. But when you give sadaqah to somebody that you don't know what, you get zero what? Zero hadd in nafs. Your nafs gets zero comeback, kickback from it. Because you don't know. وعندنا حديث, there is a famous hadith في السنة, and if you allow me time here. The man who wanted to spend at night. You know the hadith, right? And then he ended up giving in the hand of a prostitute, and then in the hand of what? A thief, and in the hand of what? He didn't know who did he give it to. In the morning he would find out, man, last night the prostitute in town, he didn't know. He didn't know. Yes, I mean, if you place both in the balance, the point that I want to come across to you, that if you place both in the balance, certainly you can يعني debate that. But all has to do with your intention. If you're sincere, certainly giving in public is a lot better because it will encourage others to give. If you're sincere. But if your sincerity is in question here, then go to the secret path. يعني try to the secret because أحسن. ما هو بص, we could debate both. Both are good. Both of them are what? Excellent. But where is the khayr? Because if I give in public and I'm going to encourage people to give, but yet I'm going to get what? وعنا الحديث, the first three individuals that people will from the Muslims will be thrown in hell. One of them is what? One of them is what? Shaheed, قارئ القرآن, ورجل جواد. Know the hadith that the first three individuals will be thrown in hell from this ummah or what? Qari al-Quran. Someone who sits like this and teaches. Yeah. That's why Abu Huraira used to faint when he recites this hadith. When he narrates this hadith to the people. He faints. Because or someone who's what? Spins. He lacked what? Sincerity. That's the bottom line, inshallah.
So I can really quick. In the intention, you go give a sadaqah, when you're thinking, okay, I'm going to give this with $1,000, and I know I'm going to get it back in taxes.
That's no problem with that. Yeah, it's okay. There is nothing wrong with that. As long as your intention is to give a sadaqah.
In the intention of thinking, you go...
Well, you know, it's lawful. As long as you're not violating the law of the land, as long as you're not cheating... Really what matters here that you go and, really what hurts here that you go and report $2,000-$3,000 in donation instead of one. That's where, you know, so as long as it's according to the laws of the land, it's permissible, khalas. There is nothing wrong with that, yeah. جزاكم الله خيرا. We'll see you inshallah next week. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.